we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Are you ready to shine for the King today? Are you ready to see the faithfulness of God in the land of the living? Great is the faithfulness of the Lord. And I encourage you, be faithful. To the faithful, he shows himself faithful. And I want to see the faithfulness of God. So I was having a conversation. By the way, my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You're listening to the Refresh Radio broadcast right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. We're here at 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening, and on WWBC 1510 AM, we are there at 10:30 of a morning. And so I was having this conversation with a friend of mine, and we were discussing things, and he said, you know, we have a tendency to hear what we want to hear. We have a tendency to see what we want to see. And so we were talking about the way that we kind of fill in the gaps. And I said, well, actually, we from time to time watch this program, and I think it's called The Brain Game or something like that, or it has to do with the way that the mind works, and it talks about how they specifically created two line segments, and they created it with a gap, but whenever your brain looks at that particular pair of line segments, it makes a single line out of it that it fills in the gap. So we have a tendency to do that. We fill in voids with information. And we would do that from our own perspective. So I want to see the faithfulness of God. To the faithful, God shows himself faithful. So today we want to say thank you to the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. They have been a faithful part of Merritt Assembly of God for a long, long time. I don't even know how long. I think it probably goes back 30 years is how long they would have been a part of the church. And that's longer than me, so that's how come I don't know. Everybody else I can tell you just about how long they've been there, because I know when they came. But this family was there when I got there. 321-536-5804. You may need some block work or concrete work done to help you to get your house all in working order. And if that is the case, I encourage you to give them a call. 321-536-5804. They are not amateurs. They are professionals. They do this for a living. And I encourage you to give them a call. What people from my church have told me is that when they have called them, they found that their prices were so competitive that it was cheaper for them to use Jits Concrete than it was to try and do the job themselves. So, and besides that, it was a lot easier on them physically too. So call the professionals. They will get you taken care of. 321-536-5804. That is Jits Concrete. So today we are going to touch on two passages of scripture as we are discussing the peace of God. And then we're going to move into our New Testament portion of study. So I want to begin today in Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel 37. You know, most of the time when people, they call Jeremiah the weeping prophet, and Ezekiel, he's got a lot of woes and bad, you know, judgmental things and things like that. And so a lot of people don't like to spend a lot of time in these particular chapters because of, you know, all of the issues that are there that are not warm and fuzzy on the inside. But we're going to look at the peace of God today, and I will tell you that there are people who will prophesy peace when there is no peace. I'm not talking about an artificial peace today. I'm talking about a supernatural fruit of the Spirit that comes from abiding in the Holy Spirit that God provides for his people. So this is what he provides for us on Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays. He provides it for us when we're at church. He provides it for us when we're at home. He provides for us when we're at work and when we're at play. He provides peace for his people when they are in a season of calm, a season of tranquility, and also when they are going through a season of adversity. God provides for you and I an abundance of peace. So we're not going to spend a lot of time on this particular passage, and I'll tell you why in just a minute. This is Ezekiel 37, verse number 24. David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they shall all have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. Then they shall dwell in the land that I have given to Jacob, my servant, where your fathers dwelt, and they shall dwell there, they, their children, and their children's children forever, and my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them, and it shall be an everlasting covenant with them. I will establish them and multiply them, and I will set my sanctuary in their midst forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Indeed, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. The nations also will know that I, the Lord, sanctify Israel when my sanctuary is in their midst forevermore. So, God here is talking about the provision of authority that God was going to provide for them in having David, the son of David, through Jesus, to be the shepherd, the ruler over us, because David had already reigned, he had already died. So the throne of David was going to be established, and it said that the people were going to respond to this shepherd with an observance of God's commands and his statutes. They were going to walk in the judgments that he decided. I was in my devotions recently reading through Jeremiah, and the people had come to Jeremiah and they said, we need you to hear from God, and we are going to obey what you say that God tells us, whether it is pleasant or whether it is unpleasant. We are going to do what you tell us to do. We are not going to argue with you. Jeremiah brought them back a report they didn't want to hear, and they said, you lie, and we're not going to do that. And he said, look, you made a big mistake when you sent me and asked me to consult God and find out on your behalf what you should do. You and I, if we want to experience the supernatural shalom of God, we have to walk in obedience. I never have to worry. I never have to be apprehensive. I never have to be tentative if I'm walking in obedience. It said it when that obedience, when it is something we do because we want to walk in obedience, not because we have to, whenever that comes, he said, then they shall dwell in the land that I have given to them. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. So let me ask you today, are there any areas in your life that there's disobedience? Because God wants to bring correction to that. And I speak to that from experience. There was a task that God had asked me to do. It was quite informative, but it was also quite physically challenging. Okay, it was actually quite painful. There was nothing pleasant about it, as from a physical standpoint. From an interaction standpoint, it was quite informative. But I started walking in obedience, but then because it was so uncomfortable and it was so inconvenient, I left that sit for a couple of years. Until one day I was praying and God began to ask me, "What did you ever finish that?" How many of you know that if God asks you a question, he already knows the answer? And there was no doubt that I had not finished the task that I had given, that I had been given. And so he gave me a strategy to complete that. It wasn't anything earth-shattering. I was just supposed to pray. I was supposed to prayer walk the circumference of Merritt Island from the southern tip all the way up to the Space Center and from river to river. And so I did that. But it was a long walk. I don't know if you know this, but Merritt Island is a long island. And I don't want to see any of us deprived of the peace of God because we have an area of our life that rather than surrendering to God, we choose to walk in willful disobedience. God says, if you will walk in obedience to me and to my command, if you will let me be your king, your Lord, your Savior, your shepherd, if you let me lead you, I will lead you in the path of peace, but I am also going to establish with you a covenant of peace. And we've already talked about this covenant of peace a couple of times. It's mentioned several times in different passages of Scripture. It's a covenant of peace, a covenant of life. It is a covenant of truth. It's a covenant for priests. It is a covenant for people. But this covenant, because it is a covenant of peace, will be an everlasting covenant. Do you know, this might be enlightening to any men who might be listening. One of the primary needs that women have in their life is the need for security. They like to feel safe. They like to know that there's security there. It's one of their primal needs. It's one of their primary needs in their life. And so as a husband, as a father, that is something that I am pleased to be able to provide for my family. I wasn't always real good at that. I'm sitting here right now and I can tell you that there was a time where instead of providing peace for my wife, I provided some fear for my wife. It was something that she had never done before, flying specifically, and I created an atmosphere out of ignorance that I didn't realize. Rather than making her secure, it made her feel insecure. But you and I, we need to realize that God wants to provide an everlasting covenant with us, not an episodic covenant of peace. Too many people are looking for convenience rather than covenant. Don't be that person. Look for covenant. Don't look for comfort. Look for covenant. I believe that America's Christians would be much better off walking in covenant rather than convenience or comfort, and it would shatter our attitude of complacency. I will establish them, and then I will multiply them and set my sanctuary in their midst. What if I told you that the covenant that God wants to establish with you is a covenant for multiplication? It's a covenant that is going to result in exponential increase in your life. I believe that. I've got some words, you know, that people will be streaming to the goodness of God. I want the goodness of God manifesting in my life so that people are drawn to that. There are a lot of hurting people. And so I happened to visit somebody here recently who's going through just a a real difficult season, and I got an opportunity to pray for that person. A little bit later in the day, I was at a restaurant, and I got to pray with a person there as well. You and I, we need to be looking for increase rather than the status quo. This is going to sound a little funny here. I want to try and really magnify this point here. Church, kingdom, business is about increase. I'll take my hands away from the microphone now. God wants to bring increase. There are new names He wants to write in the Lamb's Book of Life. He wants to increase your relationship with Him. He wants to increase your knowledge of the Word. He wants to increase your spiritual giftings. He wants to increase the level of your spiritual wisdom. He wants you to increase and grow in favor and in stature with God and man. He wants you to increase. He wants other people to increase. So let's walk in obedience. Let allow Him to establish that covenant, and let's allow Him to set up His tabernacle, His sanctuary in our midst. It's very important that people see that God is not a tangent experience in your life, but He is the very core of your life. There is instruction in the book of Numbers. I believe it is Numbers chapter 2 and Numbers chapter 10, where there are specific commands given by God as to the way in which Israel is supposed to set up camp and the way that they are supposed to journey forward as they were traveling. There was specific tribal order. And when they set up camp, Levi, the tribe of Levi, the priestly tribe, the tribe committed with the care of the tabernacle, they were the very core. They were the hub. Everybody's tribe was supposed to be just one reach away from the tribe of Levi. There would have been a priest nearby for all of these tribes. They would have camped in a circle, one tribe next to another tribe, next to another tribe, and Levi would have been at the very core of that. And when they marched, Levi was at the very heart of everything that they did. And so I want to ask you, how's your relationship with God? Is it a relationship of convenience? Well, if I feel like it, if I don't have anything else to do, I'll do it on Easter. I'll do it on Christmas. You might even get me there for Thanksgiving. What you're going to deprive yourself of God's provision for your life until you get that priority of having God at the very core, the very foundation of everything that you do. My daughter came to me this couple of years ago, and she made this statement. She said, "Dad, I've come to realize that we're not normal." And I said, "Well, what do you mean by that?" And she said, "Well, we pray about every decision. The house that we bought was not just a house. It was the house that God had given my wife a dream about, and we had never seen the house. We looked at several houses before we got to this house. And when we walked in to the house to look at it with our real estate agent, my wife said this as soon as we got into the front door. This is the house God showed me." She said, "We're going to get here back here to the back part, and there is going to be a large area." And there was. She said, this is the house God showed me. This is the house." And that's from the first step in the door. And so we didn't just buy a house. We were praying, "God, you show us the house." And we have some moderate influence in our neighborhood as far as being able to pray for people and minister to people. But I believe that that sort of peace comes from having God at the core of what we do, where it's not just about a vehicle. God, what do you want us to do with this vehicle? So when God spoke to us about giving a vehicle away, it wasn't a problem. That vehicle did not have an attachment to us. It was just a tool. It had served us well, and now it was going to serve as a blessing to other people. And the next vehicle that God had provided to us, it served as a blessing to other people as well. And everything that we have, whether it is a spiritual experience or whether it is something that we have been made steward of, we want to glorify God through that thing. And I believe that when you are walking in a covenant of peace and you are experiencing the goodness of God, that it is going to cause other people to know that there's something different. You and I are supposed to live differently than the world. Okay? So that's that challenge. Haggai chapter 2. Haggai chapter 2. So we're going to turn over just after Zephaniah, just before Zechariah, and Zechariah is right before Malachi. Malachi is right before Matthew. So go to Matthew and turn to the left three books, and you will find Haggai chapter 2, and it says this. And this, we'll just read a portion of this, verse number 1. In the seventh month, on the 21st of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, "Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, Who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now? In comparison with it, is this not in your eyes as nothing? Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you, do not fear. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. And I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. And so let me just pastor you through this passage here for a few moments. There were people who had seen the former temple, and now they looked at this rebuilt temple, and it wasn't as impressive to the eye. It did not have all of the gold and all of the grandeur furniture that was there before. But God said, I'm not interested in what is appealing to the eye. I am looking for what I am going to do in this place, and I am going to bring greater glory to myself in this present place than I brought in the former place. That's a good word for somebody. Right now you find yourself in a difficult place. It's not what you're accustomed to. Maybe you've had to downsize. Maybe you've had to consolidate. But I want you to have this mindset. God, in this new place that you have brought to me, I'm older now than I've ever been before in my life. I'm experiencing some challenges that I've never experienced. But God, in this new place, use it to bring great glory to your name. He says here in verse 4 to the governor, be strong, to the high priest, or to the son of the high priest, or to the high priest, Joshua, be strong, and to the people, be strong. And don't just be strong for being strong's sake. Be strong and work, for I am with you. if the presence of God is with you, you are going to be about the mission that God has set your hand to do, whether it is governing, whether it is being a mediator, whether it is doing physical labor or a job, whatever it has, God has a task for you. Be strong in doing that. He said, my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. Do not fear. I think it's something like 365 times throughout the scripture, it says, do not fear. Do not be afraid. Fear not. I am with you. I think God wants you to know that you're not supposed to be governed by fear, and instead be governed by peace. He goes on and he says, I am going to bring people to the desire, capital D, of all nations, of all people groups. That desire is Jesus. That desire is Jesus. And God wants to work in a people, and he wants to create a place where he can bring abundant peace so that he can attract people from all nations, all people groups to his house. He said, the silver is mine and the gold is mine. Okay? So he said, don't worry about provision. I got the provision thing. I'll give you the vision. I'll give you the strength. I'll give you the assignment. You work it, and I'll bring the provision. He gives them this promise. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former. And then he says this, and in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. So I want you to see that Jesus came. He came to deal with our sin. On his journey to the cross, he received the stripes upon his back, which were for our healing. But he also moved in that place to create for you and I a portal where we could access the supernatural covenant of abundant peace and truth and life that God has for us. So let me read that last place again. Verse number 9, and in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. You might think that the place that you're at is not very impressive right now. Don't be looking for the grandeur. Don't be looking for the glory. Say, God, I'm looking for you to glorify your name. And Lord, I'm thankful that in this place I have the peace of the Holy Spirit. I have the peace of God because you provide it. God, may people see the peace that you've provided in my life here in this place right now. See you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
To be mad for my king. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion in my soul.